Mr. Matthew Stein is a mechanical engineer and graduate of the prestigious Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, in the United States. As the owner of Stein Design and Construction, and a designer, he has built hurricane-resistant and eco-friendly homes, and designed everything from water and bacterial filters to portable fiberglass buildings. In a meditation session, Mr. Stein had received a message urging him to write a comprehensive manual for survival skills, as many people would benefit from it in the future. People he spoke with also encouraged him on the idea. Using his excellent engineering skills and talent, Mr. Stein spent several years researching, consulting, and writing. The result is book, When Technology Fails, A Manual for Self-Reliance, Sustainability, and Surviving the Long Emergency. Mr. Stein would share his developed expertise on numerous radio and television programs, such as on Fox News, as well as through published articles and as a guest columnist for the Huffington Post.
Nobody drives down the road and says, gee, I want to get in a head-on collision today. No, you buy insurance and you pray to God that you're never going to need it. And if that day should come, anything happens, then you thank God you have that insurance. And disaster prep is like that. You hope you never need any of this stuff.
How many of us are prepared for a major cyclone or earthquake? How would we cope if the water stops flowing out of the tap? Or if gasoline and electricity were unavailable? Or if the doctors and hospitals are overloaded and there was a medical emergency? As we are about to find out, Mr. Stein's short-term 72-hour grab-and-run kit could help tremendously, especially during the period before government help may be able to reach emergency victims. He freely shares some of the essential items and survival know-how today.
The 72-hour grab-and-run kit is everything that you and your family need to stay safe and to provide the food, shelter, clothing, water, and medicine for the critical first 3 days after disaster. So when you think about it, the absolute most important is water. You may not believe it, but most of us could live a month without food. You may not like it, you may not feel good, but you could survive. But in hot weather, a single day without water and we would be in trouble. If an earthquake hits, then the water lines will break, the gas lines will break, the electricity will go down. So suddenly, all the things you take for granted, being able to go to the tap and turn the faucet and get clean, pure, drinkable water, all those things stop. So what you'll be doing when you're thirsty is drinking out of the nearest duck pond or ditch, if that's all you have to go with.
And doesn't sound very appetizing.
The most important thing in my grab-and-run kit is this. And this is a water filter. So what you do is this sits on top of a bottle, and you take the tip of the filter, and you put it down into your local scummy ditch water or stream or whatever. Now, hopefully you find a nice, clean-looking stream. But if you don't, this will work with really yucky water. And it'll take the water in here, and you pump it into your bottle, and it goes through a combination carbon and ceramic filter cartridge that takes out all the bacteria, and the carbon core takes out bad taste, bad odors, noxious chemicals.
So it takes some effort and some time, but you can see I'm pumping out a kind of a scummy stream here, sort of swamp water, and I get perfectly good drinkable water. So this is a wonderful gadget. Now, you won't always necessarily have a water filter like this on hand, but there's some other options here. Now most households might have some bleach, Clorox bleach. This is just standard household regular bleach. Don't get the bleach that's scented. You don't want lavender bleach or, you know, bleach with special whiteners in it. You just want plain, standard, straight bleach. So I'll take a little bit of bleach here, put some in my medicine dropper, and get my water bottle. Now, Here's a trick with this stuff. Try and get fairly clean water if you can. I'd rather use my water filter any day. And you've got a bottle and it's a little bit scummy, not too bad. And you take your dropper. Now, if you want to wait quite a long time, you can just put two drops in. And it won't taste as bad, but you gotta wait. You gotta stir it up and wait about an hour. Now, if you want it to go a little faster, you put four drops in, two more. And if it's really warm water, like 80 degree water, it'll be ready in about 15 minutes. If it's cool water, it'll be ready in about a half an hour. And if it's really cold water, it's more like 1 to 2 hours. So you give it a good shake, and then you let it sit. Now, with my water filter, I could pump the water in there and instantly drink it. With a chemical, it takes time to do its magic.
After making sure you have access to water, what is the next most important thing to put in an emergency grab and run kit? We'll find out when we return. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Enlightening Entertainment on Supreme Master Television. Author and engineer Mr. Matthew Stein from the United States continues to show us what items to put in a 72-hour grab and run kit that could help us be prepared for an emergency.
I'd say the next most important thing is first aid. Anytime there's an earthquake, multiple trauma wounds, people are cut, people are wounded. So having first aid is so important, and also having first aid training. When there's a huge disaster, the doctors and the nurses, well, they're injured too. They're in trouble too. And the ones that aren't injured are hopelessly overloaded. And I always supplement the little first aid kit and the big one with a couple of other key items. This is called an ACE bandage, and it's a stretchy bandage, and it's really good for sprains. You can bind wounds with it. It's a very handy all-around thing. So I like to have a couple of these around, an ACE bandage. And this is probably one of the most important items you could have in your grab-and-run kit. And you say, well, what? It's just some tape. Well, this is cloth adhesive first aid tape. And this is such an important item because it's got multiple uses. So if you've got wounds, you can seal them like stitches with the tape.
Protection from blisters is very important for mobility.
Most people, unless they're active athletes that are always outside, after a mile down the road, they're going to start blistering up. And you can take your, before you blister up, when you feel yourself getting sore, what you do is you take your shoes and socks off, and you take this tape, and you take a little bit of it off like this, and you use the sticky side to scrub your ankles to get the oils off the skin and the dirt off the skin. Because if you take the tape and just stick it on your normal ankle, the tape will just come right off as soon as you walk down the road, and it does you no good. Mm-hmm. So you scrub it a little bit like that. Then you take fresh tape out and you tape all your sore spots. You put your shoes and socks back on and you're off and running. This is one of the next most important items. Disaster happens, the lights go out. There's no power, there's no lights. And when you have a headlamp, then you turn it on and wherever your head points, the light beam goes. So now the other item that I use daily also is this. Now this is called a colloidal silver generator. Now it turns out that silver has almost magical antibacterial and antiviral and to a lesser degree antifungal properties. So in this modern day of antibiotic resistant bacteria, colloidal silver is something every family should have.
Mr. Stein also points out that it is good to store cash in small bills with your emergency kit, just in case it's needed. The next item is food. Some food items include energy bars, freeze-dried meals, which are light but do require water, protein-rich nuts and seeds, and dried fruit.
Now, this is called a Meals Ready to Eat.
And it's vegetarian.
Yep, and it's a survival kind of food. To be honest with you,
veggie burger with barbecue sauce.
In some emergencies, long-term food security may be affected.
Now, here's something. These are edible plant books. In a long-term disaster, will probably make the difference between life and death for you and your family, is the ability to forage. If you know what you're doing, you can go to the nearest local swamp, you can pull up the cattails, you can eat the tubers, you can go to the yard, you can eat dandelion greens, you can pull up roots. If it's winter time, you can go to the nearest tree and you can peel the bark and take the green layer and make a meal out of it that you can make kind of a pancake-like thing out of. So, to give you an idea how important foraging is for edible fruits and berries, I had a conversation with a gentleman that teaches survival classes in Arizona, and he said at the end of the survival class, they would split into groups, and they would go out, and they would live for 3 days off of what they could get off the land. Now, the women would go out and forage for edible fruits, nuts, berries, things like that. The men would go out and focus on hunting and fishing. He said, come day three, pretty much invariably, the starving men would go over and hungrily and sheepishly join the women who would share the bountiful edible fruits, nuts, berries, and tubers that they had foraged for.
For more information about Mr. Matthew Stein's Grab and Run Kit and other useful resources, please visit www.whentechfails.com. We thank you for your company today on Enlightening Entertainment. Please join us next Friday, August 13, for more tips on the Grab and Run Kit for Emergency Preparedness with survival expert Matthew Stein. He will also share his views on the 6 major trends facing humanity, which separately are each disastrous and combined could lead to a global collapse unless change is made. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom. Coming up right after Noteworthy News. May you and your loved ones be safe in heaven's grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.